Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, a 50% chance of rain, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 49, new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Tonight, a chance of rain and thunderstorms. Chance of precipitation is 100%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. And on Friday, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, a high near 61. Chance of precipitation is 100%, new rainfall amounts between three quarters and one inch possible. And in the news, in a continuation of reporting on candidates and issues for the upcoming spring election, today we focus on what is already the most expensive state Supreme Court election in history and the fundraising trail for each candidate. In a report shared with us from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign comes the following that shows Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Janet Protasiewicz raised nearly $12.4 million between early February and mid-March, and more than two-thirds of it came from the state Democratic Party. Protasiewicz, a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge who is viewed as a liberal in the race, faces former Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, a conservative. Whoever wins the race will determine the ideological balance of the court, which is currently controlled 4-3 by conservatives, because he or she will replace a retiring conservative judge. Protasiewicz's latest campaign finance report showed she raised $12.4 million between February 7th and March 20th and spent $10.5 million. Protasiewicz had $2 million in her campaign account as of March 20th. Her fundraising eclipsed Kelly's haul by more than five times, and her $2 million plus in cash on hand 2 weeks before the April 4th election was more than five times his campaign cash balance as of March 20th. Protasiewicz's report also showed she received $9 million in committee contributions during the period, including $8.8 million in cash and in-kind contributions from the state Democratic Party. Former Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly raised slightly more than $2.2 million between early February and mid-March, including more than $500,000 from Republican Party committees, even though he said recently he would reject state GOP contributions. Kelly, who was appointed to the High Court in 2016 to fill a vacancy, lost a 2020 election to keep the seat. Kelly's latest campaign finance report shows he raised $2.2 million between February 7th and March 20 and spent $2 million of it. Kelly had $395,000 in his campaign account as of March 20th. Kelly's report also showed he received about $552,000 in committee contributions during that period, including about $510,000 in cash and in-kind contributions from GOP state, district, and county party committees. Again, this report comes with permission for our use from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.